You ready? Here we go.
Yeah, that's right. Smack bang in the middle of your long weekend. We are taking a look at the biggest moments from the week with Fifi Fevenick's best picks. And wow, what a huge week we did have as well. Fevenick decided to surprise Fifi with one of the biggest names from 2020.
Carole Baskin.
That's right.
Killed her husband, whacked her.
Carole Baskin, Tiger King's very own, came live on Zoom. That chat for you in half an hour. But up next, have you had a near-death experience? Some unbelievable calls came through as well. Make sure you stay tuned for Amanda in Pakenham's unbelievable stuff here at the Fox. It's Fifi Fevenick's Best Picks.
Fifi Fevenick's Best Picks on the Fox.
Now, listening to your podcast, Nick, I want you to tell Fee your story about how you ride to work, and you were Triple M Brisbane when you were telling this story, and you ride into work, but it was raining one day and you didn't ride.
Well, yeah, I was in Melbourne at the time, though, going down Mount Alexander Road. Now, it's one of my favourite bits about riding in the morning is that a fair chunk of it, you just bang downhill. Really wakes you up. It's better than a coffee, just flying downhill in the darkness. But one more, if it rains, I won't ride my bike in, because you are on the roads the whole time.
Yes.
If it's rainy, slippery, you go through the city, you don't want to hit tram tracks.
No.
When it's wet, you're not fully awake. And one morning it was raining. I had the bike outside and it started to rain. I went, nah, I'll pop it back in and I'll drive into work. Then the next morning when it was fine, I was riding in, going down my usual route, and the at the bottom of Mount Alexander Road, near the City Link, the bridge overhead, there was a big like memorial set up with flowers and everything. I get into work and I see the next day that at the exact same time, the morning before, a cyclist had been hit in the wet by a driver. And I was like, that could have
that could have been you. Yeah.
Or could it?
Well, well, I guess it would have had to be, you'd almost have to have been the exact same person to do the exact same thing they did. So somebody did unfortunately meet a tragic end somewhere you might have been.
I would have been there.
But you wouldn't have been going
that time.
But you might have been going that quick.
I would have been going faster.
To the second?
Yes.
To the minute? Probably not.
So I don't reckon you really
did. It's not really a need. I agree.
Yeah.
That's not a...
Is this a far-death experience?
Well, it's not even anything, because you just weren't there.
Yeah. Put, like when you do your podcast, pop that right at the bottom of the list of things to talk about.
I'm going to bring it up again.
Now, Fee's got a similar story because...
Why? Why
don't worry. Mine's better than that.
Well, she's throwing, okay. eggs at you at the minute, but she's got a very similar story.
No, mine is so much better than Nick's. Okay, picture this.
Get ready for the bear.
I was about 12 and we did big box family dinners on a Friday night with my grandparents and all my cousins, and we'd go to the Panton Hill pub out in Panton Hill, and we were out there, and because we were all little kids at the time, so you'd have like the 6 or 7 o'clock dinner, and then we all left probably about 8, 8:30 because we all had to go to bed, so we all went home. But then that night, like 2 hours later, a guy went by with a gun and shot into the Panton Hill pub. And we were that table right there in the window.
Wow.
So 2 hours after we left, bang, bang, bullets through the Panton Hill pub windows.
Similar to Nick's story, though, but you weren't there.
Yeah.
But we could have been.
Yeah, so, I could have been there. Yeah,
but you both weren't.
But mine
so you
had
both didn't nearly die.
Mine had guns.
Mine had garbage.
Like, guns is so much
better. Mine had guns.
I mean, 131060, I'm going to put this out there, if Fev's not impressed by ours, do you have a better near-death experience? Like, can you beat Nick or my stories for a better near-death experience? Because Fev's now the judge of how near to death it is.
Well, I've got my Bali story where I nearly died in Bali.
What was that?
When the bombs went off back in 2001, I was only 60 metres away asleep in bed.
But you're asleep in bed.
Yeah. I was just lucky I didn't go out. It was a Saturday night.
It's a really somber one to bring up. Like, I don't want to, there's no fun in that one.
I know, but I was closer to death than both of you.
You weren't there, were you?
Well, I was. I could see it.
Wow. Still.
Yeah. Fifi Fevenick's Best Picks on the Fox.
Nick and I just told our experiences where we had what we think were near-death experiences. Mm. Fev said they weren't near-death experiences. Then he pulled out his own near-death experience, and we both said to you, well, that's not a near-death experience.
Well, it was.
Well, you were in a hotel nearby where something happened.
She says.
That's anyway.
That's
so we have said, can anyone better our near-death experiences? Amanda in Pakenham. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Fifi. How are you?
Yeah, really well, Amanda. Now, does your near-death experience pass the test? What happened?
So I was at work, this was a few years ago, and I was just doing some filing, and then I hear this voice say, quick, step to your right, and this metal rod came through the ceiling right next to me.
Who said you step to the right?
I just heard the voice, like this voice just said, step to the right. So I quickly stepped to the right, thinking it was someone in my office, and this metal rod came through. They had some workers that were upstairs.
Do you reckon it would have killed you?
Oh, I would have gone straight through my head.
See, that's a new, that is a split second.
Talk about the person. Do you think it was someone in your head who told you, like a ghost?
Yeah, like just, yeah, there was no, because the other girls were at the front part of the desk and I was kind of just doing the filing and, yeah, I just heard this voice and just quickly, instinctively just moved when it told me to, because it was like someone was right there going, quick, step to your right.
Amanda, I'm glad you called, because that is literally a near-death experience. Like, she just by seconds missed it. So she had gone, yesterday, I was standing there, and then the day after, the still thing fell, and I was there the next day, I could have died.
Do you know what that reminds me of, though? Do you remember that show, Touched by an Angel, where the angel would walk around and tell people to avoid death? I think Amanda's been visited by, was it Jane Seymour? Do you not remember Touched by an Angel?
I know, Angels in the Outfield.
I know this will blow your mind, but as a UFC fan, no, I never watched Touched by an Angel.
Angels in the Outfield's good.
Doesn't sound
is that the one
right.
in LA with Nicolas Cage and he flies around? He's an
City
angel.
Of Angels.
City of Angels. Oh, City of Angels. Yeah, that's a movie.
Same thing.
No. Same thing. It's got angels in it. Isn't that how it works? LA Angels, the baseball team, is that it?
Mark
in Wallen. City of Angels.
Hi, Mark.
How are you?
Yeah, good, Mark. Now, this is serious stuff we're talking about, but you've got to better our stories, apparently. Were you in a need?
Definitely.
Okay, what happened?
Definitely. So when I was 12, we were playing push bike tiggy.
Great.
And I fell off my push bike and hit a stick into my leg, and it was 5 millimetres away from the main artery in your leg.
Oh, that's nasty.
And my mum told me, just leave it, don't touch it.
So you pulled it
and
out.
And then... Yeah, I pulled it out. I was lucky, but when I got to the hospital, the doctor scraped it to get rid of all the bits of wooden shit in it.
Yep.
And he brushed against the main artery, and it was like that close.
Okay, that's close.
That is close.
That's a bit closer than mine. I mean, I was 2 hours away from being
shot.
I almost rode the bike.
Well,
you almost rode a bike.
Yeah. He was at least a couple of hours. You were nowhere near Don. You weren't
hours.
There.
You weren't even there.
You just weren't there.
Yours is so much worse than mine.
You didn't nearly die at all.
Sorry, we're laughing. Mark, that was sad. You nearly died. Jess in Carrum Downs. Jess.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
We're good, Jess. Have you got a better story than ours?
Oh, well, I don't know if it is, but I was 15 when this happened. I probably would have considered it near death. We were holidaying in Phuket. Family holiday. At 7 o'clock in the morning, we were waiting to go on one of those like buggy tours, and we had a knock on the hotel room, on the door, and the hotel manager was like, tsunami warning, evacuate your room, get into the lobby. So I was like, frozen.
Yeah.
Like, what? Mum, wake up, like, we gotta go. And then we ran into the lobby. We ran past the restaurant. And there were still people sitting in there eating breakfast, so I don't know if they told everyone
yet. My head went that way and my leg went that way.
This is one of the most chilled out tsunami stories I've ever heard.
Jess has been
this is who I want to be with in an emergency. Oh, my God, guys, a bomb's gone off. We've got to get out of here.
Hey, hectic. Guys, do you reckon we should get out of here? So what happened,
so chilled out, Jess.
And then what happened, Jess?
We got into the lobby and they had the big TV screen on, like showing where the earthquake was, and they were just kind of waiting for a tsunami to come. In the end, it didn't, which we're all extremely grateful for.
This is a Nick story, Jess. You've hit Nick's brief.
This could have happened. Jess could have been in trouble.
This would be like me driving down the Hume. I see some flowers and thought, I'd 3 days before someone passed away, and I drove on the same road.
It could have been me.
Could have been me.
Okay, in Jess's defence, like a metal rod might be about to fall through the hotel roof. What then happened, Jess?
After they had called it off, it was fine. Everyone was super relaxed, and we just got sent back to our rooms. But I don't think I'd ever been as scared in my entire life. I know
you sound terrified.
I'd hate to hear you scared, Jess. What a legend.
Fifi, Fev, and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
We have an issue, Nick, Fev, on the show, and we, you know, I imagine it'll get better over time.
Uh-oh.
I hate to walk out.
Oh, no, I walk out. Like, this is what I walk out in
the
break.
Don't leave the studio, mate. How many times have I told you that? As soon as you leave, we pounce.
And it's about you, Nick.
What's happened?
Well, and I don't want you to, you know, I don't want you to get down about this, because we'll work on it, and we've got all sorts of things that we're trying to manage. You are Nick Cody. You are a wonderful stand-up comedian in this country.
You think I'm going to fall for this positive, 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 here it comes, bang, wow. Negative.
Okay. Well, it's about traction. And at the moment, we've got billboards out there. We couldn't be putting you out there more, Nick Cody. But
I'm telling people who you're working with. Because people would come up to me and go, who do you work with on the Fox? Like people that don't live in Melbourne.
Mm.
And I know used to say Fifi Box. I never said Byron because I didn't know who he was. But now I'm just trying. No, they didn't. I always say, oh, Fifi Box. And they go, oh, who else? I said, ah, just us two. Now I'm like, oh, another guy, Nick Cody. I'm trying to slip it in there. People are like, yeah, we know Nick Cody. I was like, yes, I'm getting some traction.
Why are you whispering it?
And
Fifi Box and Nick Cody.
We've had a couple of awkward moments on air, like last week when we spoke to our good friend Amy Shark. Thanks, Ames.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Bev.
No worries, Ames.
I mean, that was slightly awkward.
She's busy.
Then we had one of our... We had
flat out. I'm not going to tell her off.
One of our wonderful Alpha Bucks contestants.
Oh, thank you so much, Fox and Fifi and Bev. Thank you.
No worries. You're welcome.
But
nothing makes Fev happier, by the way.
Oh, don't wait for it.
Okay, so that they're people who aren't in our team, but when members of our team don't know who you are, it is a bit of a problem. You aren't aware of this because you're outside the studio. But a little earlier in the show, our wonderful newsreader James Lake
gets everything right.
He is smart. He's across everything in the world.
Switched on.
So switched on
as well.
And then this happened.
Cloudy Thursday in Melbourne. It should stay dry though, with a top of 18 tomorrow, overcast as well, and 21. And don't miss your chance to win with Fifi, Fev and Bucks, Bridges Tunes.
Is that Bucks?
I think you meant to say Alpha Bucks. He's just a
Fifi, Fev and Bucks.
James, I'm not sure what happened. I don't even think you knew you did it.
I didn't even know I'd done it. And it's not the fact that there's giant Fifi Fever Nick sign right in front of me.
Yeah.
I was so confused with Alpha Bucks moving out of there and Bridger Bucks or Bridger Tunes or
Tunes.
Nick Tunes.
Who the guy with the red hair is in the studio.
This guy in the...
I'm so sorry, Nick.
That's all.
Fifi,
no worries,
Fever,
Steve.
Bucks.
Fifi Fever Nick's best picks on the Fox.
All right, now, Boxy, Nick and I have got a little surprise for you. We have been trying so hard to get this wonderful guest on our show.
Oh dear.
She got us through a lot last year. We talked about her an awful lot on our show. And she's also competed in Dancing with the Stars. And she's on the show to give you some tips, because this is your second time, the wonderful Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin?
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Hi, Carol.
Hello. Your second time? Is that true?
It is. Yes. So, Carol, I competed in Dancing with the Stars 14 years ago, and we're doing an all-star version where we're coming back to do it. But you're right. You just did it.
It was the hardest thing I've ever done. And I was going to give you some advice to just buy all the dancing tape you can possibly find and wrap your feet now.
I've got blisters all over my skin. I've got raw skin around my feet, Carol. It's horrible, isn't it? When you go from no dancing, were you a dancer? Did you ever do dancing as a kid?
No, this was the first time I had ever danced.
Wow. And how did you go?
I was so bad at it.
No, you were good. I watched a little bit of it online. You were great.
The costumes were great.
The costumes were good.
How did you go, Carol? Where did you place in the end?
I was out by the third episode.
Okay, no, that's better than
the first. First.
Wow, Carol, this is such a surprise. The boys have surprised me. Now, we did, as Fev said, we were obsessed last year with obviously
the
Tiger King documentary. I hope you don't mind me bringing that up, but it just took Australia by storm, and it, fascinating. I mean, how has that changed your life? Like, do people talk to you about that every day? Are you able to get away from it?
64 million households, Boxy.
Wow.
Watched.
It was Crazy, absolutely crazy. And, you know, I'm really thankful that it came during COVID-19 because I couldn't go anywhere anyway. So the few times, you know, like going back and forth to my home and work on my bike, I get mobbed every time I try to do that. But if I had to have like a real life during that year, that would have been really difficult, I think.
Yes. There we go. Some positives from coronavirus. What dance did you enjoy the most? What did you find easiest and what did you find most difficult?
The Viennese waltz was really me because my grandmother had taught me to walk with books on my head and I loved, you know, that smooth sailing around. I was horrible at the Paso Doble and the Samba, which were very bouncy and marchy kind of things. Mm. But I really loved the Viennese waltz. How about you? Which one did you love?
Well, I really loved the salsa. And I really disliked the cha-cha. And, Carol, they've got me dancing the cha-cha first up. So I think they knew the degree of difficulty and they upped it. So did you – because the cha-cha, I was a bit of a clip-clopper. And they like that feet, you know, never lift your feet off the floor. But I instinctively –
you got to glide on air.
I'm a trotter. How'd you go with the cha-cha?
I didn't do the cha-cha.
Oh, there you go. Oh. There you go. You were lucky.
Dodged it.
My favourite box is Argentinian tango.
That was
a great good. Dance. Now, Carol, I'm going to go here, and I hope you don't mind. Now, Joe Exotic, have you spoke to him at all? Has he spoke to you since he's been in the clink?
You know, people would be surprised to know that I never spoke to Joe before.
Yeah.
I've never.
Oh, wow.
Ever. So, no, we haven't spoken.
Carol, if there was another show, another reality show you could go on, what would you pick and why?
You know, I don't watch reality shows, so I don't know, but we're this close to signing a deal to do our own reality show about the work that we do here at the sanctuary, as far as like how we expose the people that are abusing animals and then bring in law enforcement and then get the animals into decent sanctuaries. So that's the reality show I plan to be in. But as far as like any that are currently in play, I never watched them, so I wouldn't know the names of them. Okay. I had never heard of Stars before I was on that.
Wow. I mean, Carol, so much has happened to you in a 12-month period from, you know, in terms of Australia, there's a lot of obscurity. Like, we didn't know your story. And now, and because I'm ill-prepared for this, I didn't know we were talking to you. I'm sure there are, at the moment, movies being made about you. And I remember rumours coming up of who might play you. Now, someone may have been cast already, but who would you like to play you if a movie was made of your life?
If I were going to choose somebody, I would say Meryl Streep is probably more my age and my personality.
Yeah, I could see that, actually.
Just go to the top. Why not? Straight to the top.
Multiple Oscar winner,
yeah,
I believe.
Meryl.
Good call.
Just quickly, any misconceptions, just while we've got this moment and Australians can hear from you, what was the biggest misconception from that documentary series that you would love to set the record straight on?
Well, it took them 7 hours to weave the lies that they told, so it would take me way longer.
Good answer.
Rest that online at bigcatrescue.org/Netflix, and we go through the whole series minute by minute. Here's what you were seeing, and here's what was the truth behind the scenes.
Carol,
so figure that out from there.
Netflix went to you for season 2 of The Tiger King, and you rejected that. Well, why was that?
I had worked with them for 5 years because they said they were working on the equivalent of Blackfish for big cats. Did you guys see Blackfish there?
No.
No.
Is that the SeaWorld one?
About orcas and SeaWorld, yeah.
Yeah.
So this was going to expose how these big cats are mistreated in captivity and how it's causing their extinction in the wild. That was what we were sold on for 5 years. And so when Tiger King was being teased before it came out on Netflix, we actually contacted the producers and we were like, who's working on that film? Because you said Joe Exotic is about 5 minutes of your show. Oh. And all of a sudden they didn't want to talk to us anymore. And so we sat through the entire thing like everybody else did and were just horrified at what they had done. And so when they came back to me and said, you know, we'd like to clear the air, I said, lose my number.
Gosh, let's see what they do to Harry and Meghan if they did that to you. Thank you so much for your time, Carol Baskin, and the tips for Dancing with the Stars. You did provide us with a lot of entertainment last year, so thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Cheers,
bye.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's Best Picks on The Fox.
Good morning, I'm James Lake and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. The media watchdog was out in full force this week as local radio stations were cracking down on unfortunate news anchors all over Melbourne.
Now, you would have just heard a little news report there from our newsreader, James Lake. I picked up, though, earlier this morning, we opened by saying, this is a story safe for younger ears. You probably think, here are some fluffier news pieces, nothing to alarm children, and this is what I heard.
James Lake with an update safer for young ears. Police are hunting three men behind a terrifying home invasion in Frankston South this morning. The trio stormed the Kirby Court home just after midnight, armed with machetes.
There you go. Kids, a nice little lullaby. I'm scared about the grown-up news stories that are coming later. If that's the one for the children.
A Ukrainian couple have been making waves after they handcuffed themselves together in an expression of love. This has led to panic among local punters as they scramble to find other creative ways to express their love towards their respective partners.
Me being the smart man out of that relationship, I would have been, hey, hun, if you love me, you'll stay there. I'm just going to pop out for a bit. I'll come back in a couple of days. And if you love me the way you say you love me, you will not move.
Why does Alex have to sit on the couch while you get to go out for a couple of days?
Prove her love. Isn't that what we're doing here?
Yeah, but why don't you prove your love and stay with her?
Yeah, but I'm going to go get some food and some grog and that.
Sorry, you just missed... You've missed Shakespeare over here. Why I had to leave was to get some food and some grog and that. Bad boys,
bad boys. After the recent controversies with Donald Trump, Twitter has introduced a five strikes rule to ensure the platform is safer and more reliable.
And this is particularly aimed at anti-vaxxers because they're saying they are not going to endorse misleading information.
Do you want me to try it? On my Twitter.
Here's an experiment, Feb. Do an anti-vaccine post, but then issue Nick a death threat and see which one gets,
I'm killing Nick now.
He already does that off air. I don't need it on Twitter as well. I just died
on your arms tonight. The music world is in the midst of a mystery with reports of a popular artist who is missing.
It's Fifi Fevenick here at the Fox. That was Mike Posner. I haven't heard from him in a while. Great singer.
No, we haven't heard from Mike.
Good to have you back, Michael. You probably won't think
you're cooler than me. Speaking of mysteries, there are rumours surrounding footballer Brendan Favola being part of the illustrious Illuminati.
Now, you know how there's been talk for years about an underground railway from Tullamarine to Southern Cross?
Yeah.
Somebody tried to tell me yesterday there's already one running.
People in the Illuminati know about this stuff.
You're not in the Illuminati.
How do you know?
I reckon a fair chance I know you're not.
I reckon one of the first ways to get in would be you have to be able to spell it.
Oh, right-o, right-o, Mr.
I don't know how to spell it. That's why I'm not in there.
It'll start with A. Am I right?
No.
Is it you? Is it... Illuminati.
Illuminati.
E.
No, I.
Oh, I see. Something strange in your neighbourhood.
A survey released this week has revealed that a lot of women actually prefer a man sporting the shaved head look.
Do you know, Ian, on behalf of women that I know and myself, bald is fun. Bald's a thing. No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's all good. It just got weird because you two didn't speak. You just looked at me.
Weird because you just said, James, bald good. Bald
and you were looking
good.
At me you sound like my son.
I know.
Bald good. Good bald.
What just happened?
We don't FaceTime, is
And finally, Victorian Premier Dan Andrews has responded to claims that a relative of his is in the new season of Channel 9's Married at First Sight.
And this guy named Russell came on and I said to my wife, Alex, I go, that has to be Dan Andrews' twin brother. Now, were you aware of this lookalike? He's exactly you, mate.
It has been drawn to my attention and the gentleman in question has my deepest sympathies.
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as the witness to a Melbourne crime this week said...
I was having shisha and my sunflower seeds and there was ratata outside.